everyone. This is Special K at AwesomeCon 2014. I'm standing here with Annie Mia, who is a cosplayer. How do you do?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm examining your very fine collection here of costume work.
Thank you.
And definitely, I have to say, let's see, you do Slave Leia. You do, what is this character here from Final
Fantasy? Final Fantasy 13 2. Sarah.
And let's see, Ghostbusters. We have Jessica Rabbit. This one?
Zatanna.
Yep.
All right. So in all of these, and these are all yours, and do you do your own photography work? Or?
No, I work with a couple different photographers. The main one that I work with is Ron Gion up in New York. He does some really great work. But yeah, I work with a lot of different photographers, different styles.
And what's your favorite one of all of these?
My Supergirl costume. I know it's not listed here, but I do a Supergirl, and I love it because it's the one costume that I feel the more I wore it, the more confident I got in myself. I used to be very shy, and the more I wore Supergirl, I kind of felt more empowered, and like now I feel like my confidence has gained so much since then.
And what would you say to cosplaying being a very big thing of expressing oneself, individualism, building up one's self-image and self-esteem and all that stuff? And just how does it empower the individual, and how does it allow you to express yourself?
You know, for people that are really shy, it gives them a way to kind of start getting themselves out and meeting new people. Because you can kind of hide behind the disguise. And then the more comfortable you are talking to people, the more you realize, hey, I don't need the disguise anymore. I can just be me. And I think for a lot of people, that helps them open up and helps them, you know, make more friends and stop being so scared and so shy. For me, it's like I love doing this. It's great to see other people start doing it and building their you know, skills and starting from, you know, the beginning and suddenly learning how to make armor and do this. And it's a growing process, both emotionally and I think, like, physically on what a cosplayer can do.
And do you think that the DIY ethic really comes into play here?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, cosplaying is for fun. It's one of those things, it doesn't really matter if you make it yourself or if you don't. Some people don't have the skills to, but I love the fact of, like, people making their own costumes. I love seeing creative designs, like people who can make a hat out of an oatmeal can, you know, or do something really creative, make a costume out of a material you never thought of. That kind of creativity is what I really love seeing in cosplay.
What other elements of cosplay do you think exemplify, and, you know, especially for the ladies out there, I mean, what do you think cosplay does for female empowerment? And how about, you know, at least from your knowledge, for the guys?
For me, I think for women, I think it really allows those of us that have grown up liking things that have been primarily guy kind of topics, like comics and, you know, video games. It's always been kind of a guy's domain, and I think through cosplay, it's really opened up the world for women to, like, be less afraid to come out and say, hey, I like video games, and this is what I enjoy, and coming out and going to cons, you see that more often now. I think for guys, I think cosplaying is a way to be your favorite superhero or see your favorite superhero or heroine, you know? I think it's a new way for people to have fun and appreciate the things that they love.
And for both men and women.
Yeah, for both men and women. I think, I mean, in different ways, but I think it's really helped bring geeks more to the forefront and less of something to be shunned when we were little. And now it's more accepting, and it's great. I love it.
Very good on that. And of all of these, I mean, what do you think, you know, especially about Jessica Rabbit, I mean, what does that say to, you know, the creations of our, you know, of our younger years? I mean, what do you think about the nostalgia that's found often in cosplay, from the Slave Leia to the Ghostbusters to Jessica Rabbit?
You know, I love the nostalgia. You know, every costume that I've done is a character that I actually, like, really love and care about. I've tried to do costumes for characters that, you know, my friend wants you to do it or something like that. And you just don't have that same connection, and the costume doesn't come out as well. I mean, this is all stuff that I grew up on, like Jessica Rabbit. I wanted to be Jessica Rabbit when I was, you know, 8 years old watching, you know, Who's Framing Roger Rabbit. I was like, that's the epitome of being a woman, just sexy and smart and beautiful. And, you know, it's kind of cool to be an adult now, and I actually get to be her. And it's like, hey, I kind of made that, like, childhood fantasy come true for myself.
And it's I mean, would you say that it's all about the love, not for the, just for anything else? It's just your love of the character that just motivates you and drives you on?
You know, everyone has their different reasons for cosplay. Mine, I love it. I honestly love dressing up. I love creating costumes. Like, I'm an art history major, so I love creativity, creating things. So for me, it's a creative outlet. It's being able to bring to life my favorite characters. Like, I want to do an ElfQuest cosplay so bad, because that was the first comic book that I ever read, and I want to go and I want to dress as that character, and I want to go meet Richard and Wendy P, and I want to say, hey, look, this is how much I love your comic book. I dressed as your character and I love her that much. That to me is what cosplay is all about.
Excellent. Well, I guess that's all I've got here. Just would you like to tell anything further to my audience?
You know, my big thing is, don't ever be afraid to cosplay. Don't ever be afraid to enjoy what you love. You know, if you love something that other people think is geeky, you know, just do what you love. It's for you and not for anyone else. So that'd be my biggest advice.
And where can everybody find you?
On either Facebook at Animea.cosplay, or on Twitter or Instagram at Animea Official.
All right, well, Amy, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me.
Definitely, thank you.
This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast at AwesomeCon 2014.